Gil, does it look like we're all here?
I think we're still waiting on Dr. Spat.
Yeah, okay.
Dr. Spat, are you with us?
Yeah, I'll try to send Spat a text because we need him for quorum. Does he have a phone number that he could call in on? Do you know?
I'm gonna text him right now. Dr. Sadlick, I don't know if it's appropriate for us to move forward with number 10 until Dr. Spat comes back on the line.
Yeah, or we'll have to table that particular agenda item. Let's go on to number 10. Board approval of Council on Naturopathic Medical Education for lists of accredited schools. So I'll have our executive director go over that for us.
Dr. Sadlick, members of the board, this is just a just kind of an official, our statute requires the board to determine. We actually rely on CNME, but typically what the board does is just approve the list each year of approved schools of naturopathic medicine. So this is just kind of a just approving that list, if you will. So I would just ask that the board move to approve the school list of the January 2023 CNME report.
This is Dr. Rubin, so moved.
I'll second Dr. Rubin's motion, and we'll need a, we do have quorum now, so we'll have Gail, Ms. Anthony make a roll call.
Okay. Dr. Sadlick?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
And Dr. Campbell?
Aye.
Dr. Rubin?
Aye.
Dr. Spat, are you with us? Motion carries.
That brings us into number 11, Executive Director Report.
And Dr. Sadlick, members of the board, did anybody have any questions about the Executive Director Report? No? Okay. I did have, I was in Senate Health Committee meeting the other night, and just to give you an update, they did do pass on SB 1218. So that will be moving forward as well. I did put a partial list of legislative session bills that may be of interest to the board. I'll keep you updated on those and the additional ones that may affect us. And I'd like to report that board cases, we only have two outstanding board cases. And one was open for 15 days, one was open for 8 days as of the drafting of this report. So that's moving along. We're moving along on the Auditor General's report. Give you an update on that. So I think that concludes that.
Any board members have questions about a number 11? No? Okay. Let's move on to number 12. Any board members have any future agenda items that they would like to bring up in the future or have on the agenda? Okay. Before I do call to the public, since we lost quorum on number 9, I'll ask our AG, should we table number 9, or what would be the best way to handle that?
I think, why don't you do a call to the public and see if Dr. Spat comes back on? Otherwise, you can't take any action there. So, I don't think that there's a reason to table it. More information will be presented at the board's next meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Campbell. Dr. Spat, call to the public, and you're one of the publics. So, and you're a board member too. So are you there? Go to 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I don't hear Dr. Spat. I don't hear a call to the public. So I'll move to number 14, which would be 205 adjournment. Anything else, board members, before we make the final thing? Okay. Ms. Campbell, Ms. Anthony?
No, I'm good.
All right. Thank you,
everyone. Thank you, everyone.